Chapter 38. The altar of burnt offerings he made of hard wood, a square altar, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide and 3 cubits high, and he put horns at its 4 angles made of the same, plating it all with brass, and brass was used for all the vessels of the altar, the baskets and the spades, the basins and the meat hooks and the fire trays, all the vessels he made of brass, and he made a network of brass for the altar, under the frame round it, stretching halfway up, and 4 rings for the 4 angles of this network, to take the rods. The rods he made of hard wood plated with brass. He put the rods through the rings at the opposite sides of the altar for lifting it. He made the altar hollow, boarded in with wood. And he made the washing vessel of brass on a brass base, using the polished brass looking glasses given by the women who did work at the doors of the tent of meeting. To make the open space, he put hangings on the south side, of the best linen, 100 cubits long. Their 20 pillars and their 20 bases were brass, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the north side, hangings 100 cubits long, on 20 brass pillars in brass bases, with silver hooks and bands. And on the west side, hangings 50 cubits long, on 10 pillars in 10 bases, with silver bands. And on the east side, the open space was 50 cubits long. The hangings on one side of the doorway were 15 cubits long, on 3 pillars with their 3 bases, and the same on the other side of the doorway, on this side and on that the hangings were 15 cubits long, on 3 pillars with their 3 bases. All the hangings were of the best linen, and the bases of the pillars were of brass, their hooks and the bands round the tops of them were of silver, all the pillars were ringed with silver. And the curtain for the doorway of the open space was of the best linen, with designs of blue and purple and red in needlework. It was 20 cubits long and 5 cubits high, to go with the hangings round the sides. There were 4 pillars with their bases, all of brass, the hooks being of silver, and their tops and their bands being covered with silver. All the nails used for the house and the open space around it were of brass. This is the price of the making of the house, even the house of witness, as it was valued by the word of Moses, for the work of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made everything as the Lord had given orders to Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamak, of the tribe of Dan, a designer and a trained workman, expert in needlework of blue and purple and red and the best linen. The gold used for all the different work done for the holy place, the gold which was given, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels in weight, by the scale of the holy place. And the silver given by those who were numbered of the people was 100 talents, and 1775 shekels in weight, by the scale of the holy place. A big AA, that is, half a shekel by the holy scale, for everyone who was numbered, there was 603,550 men of 20 years old and over. Of this silver, 100 talents was used for making the bases of the pillars of the holy place and of the veil, 1 talent for every base. And 1775 shekels of silver was used to make the hooks for the pillars, and for plating the tops of the pillars and for making their bands. The brass which was given was 70 talents, 2,400 shekels, from it he made the bases of the doorway of the tent of meeting and the brass altar and the network for it and all the vessels for the altar, and the bases for the open space all round and for its doorway, and all the nails for the house and for the open space.